let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
All right, welcome back, gardeners. This is hour number two of Home Show Garden Pros. We're here on Sports Radio 610, and a lot of good sports news, I guess, just, you know, progress and normalcy. We're a gardening show, though, so we love talking gardening. I have the great privilege and pleasure to talk to Diane Bolinowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Hey, Diane, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Saw Diane yesterday, so up at Warren Southern Gardens. And
yeah, I almost didn't recognize you. I was like, who is that masked man? It
yeah.
looks like Danny.
It's so funny because it's like you see someone you think you recognize. And, you know, I was at Warren Southern Gardens looking for you. You know what I mean? So that was like kind of a helpful tool. But it's like, okay, here's a person with the mask on. I think it's my friend, but we'll see. So, yeah, it's interesting. We have distinctive voices, you and I. So once we start talking, it's kind of easy.
Yes, that's true.
So everything's looking great up there. You guys got everything's looking good. I saw a lot of my favorite plants, actually, that don't see that often. Some of the ones we talk about, the first one to bring up is I really was intrigued at the really nice little volcano that y'all had, the little Lespedisia.
Yeah, those are amazing. And I wish more people would grow them. They do get really big, really, really fast, but they're beautiful. Neat plant.
But yeah, really big. They're, you know, what's like 7 feet, something like that, max.
Yeah, that's about right. And they're real kind of airy, so they're not super dense. It's just a really neat, pretty plant. The flowers are beautiful.
Tons of little lilac purple flowers. Really pretty plant. So I just saw them and was like, man, good to see these. You don't see them everywhere. You know what I mean? So just happy to see them. And from a good grower, too. You guys doing a great job.
Yeah, the fun thing is we have a lot of really neat, unusual plants right now. And, you know, because it's so hot, I've really kind of been focusing on my indoor plants, my house plants, and succulents. And we got this heavy rain, so I kind of got to piddle around a lot with those. So we have a lot of neat new succulents and unusual house plants in. So that's been kind of fun.
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, I saw a really cool couple of sansevierias, but the one that I really was like, what in the world? Was that one that kind of points straight up out of the ground?
Yeah, I think that one is called Starfish.
I think Starfish is the one that like makes a little like starfish looking thing. But this one was like like if fingers were buried and they were just poking straight up out of the ground. Is that?
Yeah, that's another one. I can't think of the name of that one, but really neat. We have a larger specimen of that. That's pretty neat.
Well, if people want to see what we're talking about, I did just post a Facebook post about these. And the sansevieria, you were telling me that these things, they just kind of live off the dust.
They really do. The nickname is called mother-in-law's tongue, and they really do. They're so easy to grow. They live off dust. I water mine maybe every 2 weeks or so. So they're slow growers, but... But you'll have them forever.
And you can miss a watering for 2 weeks too. I mean, truly, like, it's amazing. They're like, to me, they're cute. They're interesting. They're slow growing, which is actually kind of good in like a shelf indoor plant space. And they're very, very hard to kill. So sansevieria, just, you know, this is a great kind of indoor plant, starter plant, you know, gift plant. Like, I'm constantly impressed. I feel like, Diane, every time I encounter a new sansevieria, I'm like, what? What in the world? So, really
funny. There's so many neat things. I've been getting having my son help me with my indoor gardening, and he's really been getting into it. And small succulents and things like that are great for kids and young people. So that's kind of his little side project while we're still at home trying to figure out.
I mean, but that's the thing is people are at home and people want to make their homes the place they want to be. And for sure, gardening is a great way to do that. And so we're going to keep exploring indoor gardening. We're going to answer your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. Diane really kind of a regional expert on a lot of stuff, wildlife gardening, indoor plants. I mean, pretty much anything. Soil life is a huge thing that she's gifted with knowledge about. So, you got any questions at all? We are here to help you with that. 281-496-5711. And I just want to say, you may have a question you think is a dumb question. Not only is it not a dumb question, but somebody else has that question. We are here to help you be a better gardener. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Take a healthy break. Come visit a bit of the country in the city at Wabash Feed and Garden. Hi, I'm Betty, inviting you to bring the kids and find everything you need to get your summer garden growing. Watermelons, eggplants, peppers, okra, and squash all taste better when you grow your own. And they love the heat and the summer sun. Pick from a selection of healthy starter plants. Just add a little organic compost and fertilizer. Step back and watch it all grow. We also have nematodes and organic pest solutions. Mosquitoes are back, so pick up our natural repellent to protect your family. Interested in having more backyard birds? We have bird feeders and the foods they love. Need organic feed for your chickens? We got that too. We're a little different, and that's a good thing. Get out of the house and come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. Look for the big rooster, and don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Home Show Garden Pros.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros, Danny Milliken here. Also here is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. And, you know, we're eager to answer your gardening questions. It's a live radio show, as you well know. And so 281-496-5711. Lots of ways to connect. I mean, I know, Warren, you guys have a phenomenal Facebook page. What are you guys posting about on Facebook these days?
Yeah, a lot. You know, we're focusing a lot, like we were talking about, on houseplants and succulents just because it's a great time. You know, it's really hot and you can put some focus on that. And we're gearing up for fall. Mm. Believe it or not, fall is just around the corner, and it's a really exciting time for us. So, you know, we're starting to see, you know, some transition. We just got in some organic veggie starts, which is very exciting. We did get some tomatoes, which is fun. I might wait a couple weeks to put in tomatoes. I'm still working on my squash and zucchini. But yeah, it's almost time for fall veggie gardening. So.
No, definitely. That's definitely true. They have the three summer things, summer plant questions that we get: tropical plants, lawns, and then the inevitable, after you've dealt with those two things, you want to go inside and indoor plants. So what is your kind of great advice that you've got for right now dealing with lawns? You know, you've got people have their sod webworm problems, they've got compaction problems, some maybe the beginning of some fungal problems. What are just broadly great advice to do in a lawn right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, we were really dry for a long time, and we got some good rain. We're about to get some more. So we're seeing a lot of things crop up, sod webworm. We're starting to see some take all patch. I'm always going to advocate an organic approach. So really getting your lawn up to good health, getting that soil good and healthy. So putting down humates if you're starting to, you know, see issues. Also, you know, compost top dressing. Making sure that you're watering adequately, but not overwatering. You know, checking for drainage issues. We're seeing some chinch bugs problems, and you know, for self-diagnosis, people, if you're seeing issues that are close to the driveway or the pavement, concrete areas, things like that, you can check for chinch bugs. A lot of times that's where you'll see chinch bug damage.
So you can take
off both sides of an aluminum can and sink it into the ground and fill it with water. And if you have a chinch bug issue, the chinch bugs will rise to the top. And they have a very distinctive pattern. They've got like a chevron pattern. So that's one way that you can self-diagnose, if you're having issues there.
Which it does matter a lot. Knowing your problem is the only way to get to a solution that works. If you got chinch bugs and you're treating fungicide after fungicide to get the chinch bugs, it's really not going to do anything. You may make some kind of mutant superhero chinch bug, but you're not going to solve the problem.
Yeah, and a lot of people, we get a lot of people that they have a product and it may be a fungicide and they've got an insect issue. And so it's really important to understand what your issue is. I do want to say something that I've noticed, and it's just a theory, but we are seeing a lot less bees and butterflies right now than we normally would. And I'm just wondering, since everyone's had a lot of, time off, if we're using a lot of chemicals, a lot of insecticides that maybe, is contributing to quelling, the bee and butterfly population. We're just seeing a lot less. So I'm just wondering. So always get a good diagnosis before you use chemicals, to address a problem.
Right.
A lot of times you can address problems within the soil itself.
Yeah. And then, there is like just life cycle interruption and stuff like that too, that can be done. I mean, I think it's interesting I think of my approach generally is based on what I have in my gardening cabinet. And so throughout the years, as I've kind of grown into gardening and, I've been gardening my whole life, basically, my grandparents were farmers, is that I know that whatever's in my cabinet, I'm going to use. And so I want to be very careful of what I put in my cabinet, because if I'm keeping molasses in there and it works to get rid of a lot of the pests, I'll use it. But if I have bithrynthrin in there that maybe hurts the bees, well, I'll grab that and use it, whatever's right in your cabinet. So just be aware of what's in your cabinet, if that makes any sense.
And molasses is great. So that's, something for lawns to put down, molasses that just wakes up, all of the life in the soil and gets things moving. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah. To me, it's one of the go-to things that I kind of really try to do on a regular basis. Humic acid is something too that I focus on, especially in summertime. It doesn't add a ton of nitrogen to your lawns, but it really keeps the soil loose. And so the roots work so much better. So
yeah, for sure.
281-496-5711. I'm sure lawns will keep coming up. We have an email question that I want you to answer specifically, but we're going to talk to Karen. Karen's got a question. So, Karen, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, I'm on the west side of town, and
nice.
I have a neighbor who has a redbud tree in the middle of her front yard. It's actually about 20 years old. It's near three pine trees. She feeds her lawn with MicroLife. The tree is beginning to hollow out, yet it still has a canopy on it, so she's not ready to cut it down. She identified termites in the hollow of it a few days ago, and we want to know if there's an organic solution to the termites.
Wow, that's a good question. It's unusual. I don't know of an organic solution off the top of my head for termites. It seems like if they've done damage to the interior of the tree, it might be too far gone to address. Danny, what do you know?
They eat dead wood, and heartwood of a tree is generally that. It's no longer really living or being supported by the tree. So the big thing that I would do that has worked for me is, and it's such a funny thing to do, but get a pressure washer and try to get up into the inside of the tree and just do a pressure blast to really damage those bugs. And then, after that, it's kind of like you've done some damage. The big danger to a hollowed out tree is falling. All the lifeblood of the tree is on the outside of the tree. And so if your neighbor can kind of support the tree to stop it from falling, That's it. And the last thing I might do is just to keep the termites in place is do a cedar mulch around that tree. Do like one, you know, an inch thickness of about, you know, just a ring of cedar mulch around the tree to kind of trap the termites in the tree and not let them get to the house.
Yeah, I mean, I have heard, you know, orange oil, boric acid and things like that. I just worry about a tree. I lost a bunch of trees in one of our storms, and so I know the kind of anguish and problems it can cause. So I would just really be vigilant and keep an eye on it. You might have to remove it eventually.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, bye. Karen.
I'd be the most worried in this situation, Diane, about the tree just falling over because it's lost some of its kind of glue-style support. And, you know, there are kind of decorative ways to support a tree these days. So maybe something we're thinking into is how do I keep this tree standing with nice stakes and arbor ties or whatever you got to do. But that would be my big concern.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with, you know, with storms, with our erratic storm.
Yeah. It's history. One of those things too with termites is if you're not catching it early, you're not catching it. You know, like that's just kind of. But the termites aren't going to eat live wood; they're going to eat the wood that's no longer living. So, great question, Karen. Really appreciate that. 281-496-5711. If you guys got a chance to look at the Facebook page and see those cool Sansevieria, I'd love to hear what you think about it. Either post on that post or give us a call, 281-496-5711. Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, and we are talking gardening on Home Show Garden Pros.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey guys, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. Stop on by Enchanted. We have wind chimes, statuary, hummingbird feeders, grilling cookbooks, and the ever popular Enchanted gift card. At Enchanted, we take pride in offering lots of organic options for your lawn and garden needs. One great way to protect pollinators is to apply insecticides and weed killers late in the evening. Some of our favorites include the MicroLife line of fertilizers, Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, Monterey BT, and Happy Frog Soil Conditioner. Come on out and see the whole lineup. Don't forget that we've got plenty of tropical and perennial blooming shrubs in stock, lots of bright color to brighten up your patio and your yard. We are open for walk-in customers. We're open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday and Sunday 10 to 4. If you'd rather have curbside or delivery, we're glad to help you with that too. Just give us a call. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulcher, and Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and Rosenberg. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with the latest happenings. You can find us at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Diane and Danny.
And here we are, Diane and Danny. 281-496-5711. Answering your gardening questions. We're going to keep that ball rolling. Max, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
Yes, I bought a peach tree 2 years ago from one of the local grocery stores. Last year, it bloomed, but it didn't produce any peaches. This year, it didn't bloom. And so a few days ago, I pruned it. What do you advise to try to get some peaches?
Hey, Max, do you have any idea what the variety is?
No idea.
Well, sometimes that can be really important because peaches, plums, fruit trees require a certain amount of chill hours to produce. And sometimes the grocery stores, you know, will just, you know, not be as selective in what they're offering. And it might not be the appropriate peach for us. Our chill hours vary, But you know, there are certain peaches and plums generally do great here. But you need to make sure you have the right variety. So that could be, you know, one issue. When you planted it, is it getting full sun? Does it get 6 hours of full sun? And also, did you fertilize at that time or use root stimulator?
I used root stimulator when I planted it, and I fertilized last year. This year, I didn't do anything because someone told me the only time to fertilize it is in September, and if you fertilize it beyond that, you will damage the tree.
You know, I would recommend, if you didn't fertilize this year, putting down something like MicroLife or MicroLife Ultimate, and then also giving it a little extra love. You can use MicroLife's Ocean's Harvest, which is fantastic. Anything from the sea stimulates the roots and will help the tree. But I think one of the main things is if we knew what variety it was, that could be contributed. Also, is it planted, you know, on the higher side? What do you think, Danny, just from what we know?
So, I mean, if it didn't bloom at all, we had a very low chill hour year. And Max, a lot of people don't know this rule with chill hours with some of these plants. Like citrus, it doesn't matter at all. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But peaches, it has to be cool enough in a winter to get fruit from your peach. Like every single peach has this rule. I was at a garden center one time, and they had a peach there that had 1,100 chill hours. Well, the max Houston has gotten in the last 20 years is 700. That's the max it's gotten in the last 20 years. And Houston averages probably more like 400. And so this 1,100 chill hour that they were selling will never make a peach in Houston, ever. You know what I mean? Unless we get like a, you know, a new ice age or something happening, right? And so, Max, you might be dealing with that same problem where you've just got a chill hour problem because the variety is not really a proven one in Houston. If there's any way to track down like the old label, or maybe you took a picture of it, something like that, it's really pretty important. The other big thing with peach tree care is Diane listed a bunch of great fertilizers for it. And I think that if you're doing like tree stakes, like a nitrogen blast fertilizer, yes, September is a safe time to do it. If you're using MicroLife or taking a mineral approach or using humic acid, that's stuff to do all the time because peaches are really sensitive to like wet roots. They really like nice loose soil. And so if you can kind of start using a more organic approach, you'll be able to fertilize and push the tree's health and growth all the time. And that's another way to get bigger fruit too, bigger and tastier fruit. Assuming that this variety has a low chill hour thing.
So with this MicroLife fertilizer, I can go and fertilize it next week.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can do
okay.
It. Because it's really good for the soil, right? That's what it improves, and that's where the roots kind of get all their stuff from is the soil. And so you're actually doing something for the tree long term, not just when you fertilize. But yeah, you can do that.
Well, I'm gonna go back to where I purchased it and see if they can tell me the name of the peach.
Yeah,
and if they can do that, then I'll give you another call next week.
Yeah, please do. I mean, I love peaches. I love peach trees, and yeah, I got to tell you, I've killed a lot of them, and I have really refined what I want from a variety because of that. But yeah, man, peaches are so delicious, and the homegrown ones taste the best. So, hoping the best for you, Max.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Diane, you got any peach tree stories?
Yeah, no, I mean, peaches and plums, I like plums for some reason.
I love plums.
Better than peaches, but I have two plum trees, and they do well. It's just, it's really key that you get the right variety for our area. And you're right, you know, our chill hours vary, but rarely, you know, they fluctuate between 400 and 500. So just really important. I mean, you can learn a lot at the beginning of fruit tree season, which I always look forward to. It's always exciting, which really happens, you know, usually at the end of January, between January and, you know, mid-February. And there's lots of programs all over Houston.
For sure.
There's lots of fruit tree sales where you can just garner lots of information about the varieties for, you know, the best varieties for our area. So I encourage people to participate and look for that. I love growing fruit trees. It's very satisfying, and they're beautiful trees,
Absolutely.
Too. They're ornamental as well as, you know, they provide great fruit.
Well, with a lot of people kind of really getting back into gardening or starting to garden for the first time, fruit trees are really a bang for the buck sort of relationship, but it does matter where you buy them. I mean, it does. You want to make sure you get it somewhere. And, you know, if you got to pay a little bit more, or you're not getting your tree 70% off, that's okay, because you're going to have this tree for 15 years. And, you know, saving 30 cents per year is not really the factor if you're not going to get any fruit. And so I'd strongly advise people to shop for trees from places that can give you good tree advice, like Warren's. I mean, Warren's a great example. You guys have an incredible fruit tree selection, and always kind of check out the fruit trees when I'm there. You know, you really do a great job in the summer. I mean, in the spring, kind of stocking up. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and this year it was awesome. We could not keep up with the fruit tree demand at all.
Right.
You know, everybody was home gardening, and it was exciting for us. We went through like 3-4 batches of fruit trees, and
wow.
We're hoping to get some more citrus in the fall. But it was exciting, you know, to see people so enthusiastic about, you know, growing edibles.
No, that is awesome. And we're going to keep talking a little bit more about some fruit trees, because Max did mention pruning, and that's something I do. I don't want to leave that alone. I want to make sure we give a little bit of advice on that. But we'll do it after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
I kind of think it's the sign of a true excellent service provider if they come out to your space and they check your problem out and they tell you you don't have to do anything. I don't know if that makes any sense. That's only happened to me two different times. One time was a foundation repair guy. He was like, well, we don't really have to do anything. And I've referred them multiple times now because of that one moment. And then we ended up getting some work later on. Another company that I've had that experience with, and it just adds to the trust factor, is Arbortrude Tree Service. At Herman Park, there's a bunch of big, beautiful oaks. And there was one that was kind of struggling. And the simple problem was there was a pipe leak. And so, I mean, honestly, Arbortrude could have like been like, oh, you need to put this service, you got to do this pruning, here's $10,000, and we would have paid it. We would have paid it gladly. But they're all about making sure that they're evaluating the problem and solving the problem. And the problem wasn't a nutrition problem or a pruning problem. It was simply a leaky pipe that we had nearby. And that's the kind of thing that Arbortrude Tree Service is always going to do for you, even at your home, is they're going to come in, collect some data, do evaluation, do diagnosis, and give you advice and a solution that's going to work. Not just like, oh, well, I'm here anyway, I might as well charge you for pruning. You know, they're not going to do that. If that tree doesn't need to be pruned, they're not going to do it. Now, there's a chance that maybe you've got a damaged tree that needs help, or maybe you've got a pine bark beetle infestation and something does need to be done. They do that too. They do all the regular stuff, stump grinding, you know, all that stuff. But really, they're the coolest because they're so knowledgeable. They are, you know, we talked to Charles a little bit, and he got a certified arborist. Well, Arbortrude has almost exclusively board certified master arborists. That's someone that has 20 years of experience saving trees, and that's what they do. They want to save your tree. They don't want to cut on it. They want to save it, and I love that. Their website is rocking, arbortrude.com. And so go there today if you got a tree problem, chat on their chat line, and there's a good chance that you'll encounter an actual arborist when you're on their chat thing. So that's what you do. Go to their website, arbortrude.com, tell them your problem in the chat line, and there's a good chance you'll be actually getting the advice you need right then. If they need to come out, they're happy to come out with a free estimate, but these guys know what they're doing to protect your trees, which are easily your most valuable plant. Your whole lawn is not as valuable as the big trees on your property. just let that sink in. So find out more about this company at our website, Home Show Garden Pros, but definitely go to their website if you got a problem and chat with them, arbortrue.com. 281-496-5711. That's our number here at Home Show Garden Pros. We got Diane Bolanowski here answering gardening questions. Did want to get your thoughts a little bit on Diane from Max's question about pruning the tree. He recently pruned it because he's not seeing any flowers or production, but is now a great time to prune peaches? And if so, how should people be approaching a pruning?
Well, in my opinion, I wouldn't prune right now. Usually I'll prune sometime in, late December, early January. And, I am careful when I'm pruning, especially with, peach or fruiting trees. I just really focus on old, gray, small shoots that aren't going to, that are non-fruitful. So I'm real careful. Less to me is more when pruning. You want to be careful not to prune too late. I wouldn't push it to, beyond early February. How about you? I know that you have a lot of fruit trees.
I mean, you said what I would say. So great job. Exactly. Okay. Ditto that. Just we'll record that. And then when she asked me, what should I say? I'll just say what she said. We'll do that because that was exactly right. Yeah, maybe wait till early spring next time. Definitely keep fertilizing. And Max, get some microlife on there. I love it. All right, 281-496-5711. We love answering your gardening questions. It's what we do. So, Don, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Morning, Danny. I bought some of the microlife. I've got fruit trees all kind. And what is the recommended way to fertilize them? Should you just sprinkle some around? Or should you drill? I've got a gas auger, maybe an inch and a quarter bit, and drill down about 8 to 12 inches, and then fill it full, and then do it around the drip line. What's the most effective way? And I got a couple other questions.
So, good morning. I think it's better. I would use the auger. What I do is I actually use a hand trowel. And I'll go to the, edge of the root zone, and I'll just make a little pocket, keeping the trowel in there, and I'll fertilize at several, different areas around the root zone. If you just put the microlife on top, it will work, but people sometimes are alarmed because they think some mold is growing on top of the soil. It's perfectly natural. It's the organic matter breaking down. But it's far more effective if you can get it, farther down in the soil, close to the root zone.
So you prefer the trowel over the auger because maybe you'll do more damage if you use the auger or what?
Yeah, I guess I'm careful. I mean, I don't use an auger, but it's just easier for me with a hand trowel. I just kind of make a pocket and keep the trowel in there. And then
So go down about 4 inches for... That's
yeah,
it.
4 to 6 inches, depending on the plant. I mean, if it's a tree, if it's very mature, then I'm going to try to get down a little bit farther. But
I've called y'all on this before too. I have a Methley plum and a Bruce plum. They had so many blooms, bees all over it, and I got one plum. Hmm. So those two just don't work. And then like the gentleman was talking about the peaches. I've tried peaches too, and they all die. I just kind of give up. I don't know if it's a variety or what, but.
The Bruce, I'd have to look at that, but I think that, the Bruce might be more appropriate for North Texas. Mm-hmm. Methley is usually a pretty good variety for us. Santa Rosa, I have a Methley and a Santa Rosa, and those have done well for me, but a lot of things matter, the age of the tree, the chill hours. I don't give up on peaches and plums. There are definitely some good varieties, like we were talking about earlier. See if you can attend some of the events that go on in late January, early February around, fruit trees. A lot of, there's the Urban Harvest fruit tree sale. Mm-hmm. The nurseries are just chock full of the appropriate fruit and can give you great advice.
Was there one peach that you like that you will do well here with too much without having to spray them all the time or something?
Yeah, I found La Feliciana is a really good one for us.
How do you spell it?
It's L-A. Put me on the spot.
I was going to ask the same thing.
F-E-L-I-C-I-A-N-I-A, I think.
Okay, La Feliciana.
Yeah. All right. It's a really good one. I bought one for my daughter, who's just a novice gardener, and they're thrilled. She's done really well with it.
Mm-hmm.
I found it to be one of the easier ones for our area.
Now, do you have to spray it all the time or not?
No, as far as I'm pretty hands-off with that kind of stuff, so I haven't had issues. It does matter the year. We are seeing a lot of insect issues this year, and that's due to a lot of things. We didn't have much of a winter. We were very dry for a long period of time, but my plums, I haven't had any issues. I don't have any insect issues. I've been pretty amazed this season.
I have a big tree too.
Let me just give you one recommendation on the auger. Using the auger with the microlife is kind of like, that's fine. But man, you can do an auger and use compost, and that is a phenomenal way to do a vertical root feeding. Is give yourself a 12 inch hole and fill it with good compost, and that can do a really wonderful sort of treatment.
And you don't really use the microlife?
No, I love doing the microlife, but since you got that auger, you can do deeper holes and not fill them with microlife. Use microlife as a fertilizer over the top and shallower holes, but deeper holes with compost in it. Since you got the auger going anyway.
Yeah.
So.
One other thing, too. I got a fig tree, and the skins are so thick, and the figs are okay, and then they kind of turn brown spots. Is there some reason those figs have the kind of tough skins? It's a Celeste, but it's, I don't know why.
It could be nutritional. Has it produced, is it just this season that you're having a thick skins, or did you have production last season that was better?
Not really. They've always been kind of thick.
How's your picking habits? You think you get to them pretty quickly, or do you lose a lot to squirrels?
No, I don't have any squirrels, but...
Man, you're living the life,
lucky.
Man. Yeah. Then you should do great with peaches. Squirrels are my big threat with peaches. They just love them. But no, I wonder if it's if you're picking them a little bit early, and that's a problem. But it sounds like maybe that's not the issue.
No, if you leave them longer, the figs turn brown and start getting more spots on them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
I was just going to ask what you're fertilizing with on the figs.
Well, I use the microlife too, but usually on the fig trees, a lot of times I didn't really fertilize much at first because somebody told me you don't really need them on figs, but I don't know.
Every once in a while, I think it's a nutritional issue. Sometimes, our soil is depleted and it's just a micronutrient or mineral that we're missing. So I like to use I'm a big fan of green sand, but azomite too. Sometimes that just, hits something that you're missing. There's a lot of trace minerals there. So usually I'll try something like that and try a regimen of, either fish emulsion or Ocean's Harvest just to see if I can improve the condition.
Okay.
Well, I
appreciate all the information.
Thank you, Don. Yeah, great questions there. I think a lot of people deal with a lot of those topics, so happy to have your questions. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've got fall tomatoes in stock. It's a little early, but we've got them. Get them started now in the shade so you can have a head start come fall. Is your lawn stressed? Now's a great time to do a compost top dressing or liquid compost to help ease the stress of our summer heat on your lawn. We've got a great selection of citrus trees. We've got some tropical fruit to choose from. We also have seasonal vegetables in stock. That includes peppers and squash and cucumbers. Now's also the time to start your pumpkin seeds for fall. We're open every day, 10 to 5, for in-store shopping. We're also offering curbside pickup and delivery on phone orders. Give us a call at 713-861-5702. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook for all the latest. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros, Diane and Danny.
That's right, we are back. 281-496-5711. My last thought on Max's kind of questions before we jump into a bunch of more callers is you can plant your trees too low, and if you do that often, that kills them, just that right there by itself. So keep that in mind. Fruit trees especially, always plant them a little bit higher.
And with citrus, I don't know how many customers I've had come in that have buried the graft on the citrus, and that's just a, you know. So just, be aware of that.
If you don't know what a graft is, you're lucky because you got these great Home Show Garden Pro co-op members that can help you with that. That's where you need to buy your fruit trees. All right, Eric, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for waiting.
Morning.
Yeah, appreciate it. I have a property that has a tree on it, and on the tree there's, I guess it's gone wild. I have poison ivy around it, and I wasn't, the reason I guess I identified it through the pictures on the, from the internet, and then people have complained about getting the, the rash and the itching from, being around the tree. Is there, do you guys have any suggestions on what the best way to deal with that was? I mean, it's actually gone kind of crazy. It's like almost enveloped the whole tree now.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Well, okay. So here's what you got to do. I'm just going to get, so you can do a spray with something called Miramichi, or just find something that's vine killer. Spray the leaves. They'll die. They won't kill. This will not kill the vine. And then you get in there where the vine is thick, and they have a really kind of wiry, hairy vine, and cut out like 2 inches of it. Then you got to get something called stump killer, and you put like a couple drops on the stump of the vine. So you don't burn it after that. Do not burn it. Just let it die. But that's how you do it. You got to be able to get to the stump of the vine itself, cut a big chunk out, and then poison the bottom with stump killer.
Okay. And Danny, is that my only question is, it seems like it's a really old established tree. If the vine, the origin of the vine is really close to the root zone of the tree, is that any worry?
No, that's why we're doing the stump killers. You're just applying it to the top of the root, the root stump. That's all you're doing. You're not, and it won't affect the tree at all. The tree will be relieved to not have this huge vine on it. But yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to get in there, maybe get you a hazmat suit and get in there and get after it.
So, are there any companies that deal with that stuff, or most of them stay away from it in general, go ahead.
I think you could find a handyman type person or a landscape company that would be happy to do that, but it's a small little, 30-minute solution, so it's not like...
Right. No. That's great. Any of the vine killer spray, you said any of the sprays with the vine killer would be okay to spray on the leaves?
You're just basically trying to knock back the leaves so that you can get to the stump. If you can get to the vine trunk itself, then you can do it without that spray. The real one you want to get is that vine and stump killer. And again, it's stump killer is the idea.
Okay, perfect. And the stuff is, I'm guessing, I've seen it. It's kind of almost attached to the root of the base of the tree.
Yeah.
And it, I would say it's probably, I don't know, a pretty size of a cantaloupe or something. So it's really huge. So yeah, basically just saw through it and then just try to saw sections of it out and just try to pour that stuff on. And it should do the trick, correct?
Yeah, and you're just kind of dabbing it on, painting it on the top of that thing. But it might be axe work instead of saw work because you don't want to get all up in there. You want to keep some distance.
Okay, and last thing. So do you think that the stump as well is going to have the oils on it?
No.
Whatever?
No, they're in the leaves. They're in the leaves. I would still wear literally a long leaf sweater, or sweatshirt, and gloves. But
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, oddly enough, I've been trimming that stuff for a while. Not exactly on that area, but I haven't got a reaction, so I might not be allergic to it. But I didn't want to push my luck. So
yeah, it's a good better safe than sorry moment. So hey, Eric, thanks for the call. We actually got a lot
Thank
of calls
so
to get to,
All
so
right.
I appreciate you, man. We're going to take a quick break right now and then jump on the rest of the board of calls that we've got. So 281-496-5711. We're going to start lining you up for Tom's show after this. So if you got any questions, you can always hit our Facebook page, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Your outside family needs love too. Show you care with MicroLife fertilizers. Add a second round of MicroLife 624 and Humates Plus to grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. When the heat is on, add MicroLife liquid organics to both cool and feed your plants. MicroLife fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible while safe for you, your children, and pets. MicroLife fertilizers, available at your friendly neighborhood garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros, we're back. Diane Bolnowski. There's a cool opportunity coming up, Diane, that I want to tell people about. It's the first ever. We're doing an organic workshop week where we have lots of presentations, but it's OBA's first certification training. So you want to get certified in organic landscaping, we got the class for you. Just check out the OBA website, obaonline.org. So it's going to be a really cool thing. Two live presentations, four pre-recorded presentations, and really a lot of learning. So cool stuff.
They have so many great programs. I'm always bummed when I miss one.
Well, we're recording them now, so we'll be able to hook you up with that information.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, Ernie, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
Hey, good morning. Got a couple questions on it's actually one question for two trees. I've got a grapefruit tree and a lime tree, and they've got these weak little greenish looking leaves, like a light green. They're real weak that can come out of it. And the biggest thing is neither one have given fruit yet. It's been about 5 years or so, and they're not giving me any fruit. So what do you think?
Good morning. So is that at the end, or is it at the new growth? Is it, do you have nice foliage and then you've got the weak green leaves that you're describing?
Yep, exactly. They come up at the top of the tree.
And do they have kind of like a trail on them, or kind of like a filmy, are they kind of curled over?
Kind of curly, yeah. They look really wrinkly, and they're real brittle. You can pop them right off. You just touch them, they fall off.
Mm. It's hard when you describe something over the radio without seeing it. It sounds like it could be citrus leaf miners, but I'd had to see a picture. How old are the trees?
Probably about 5 years old, I'm thinking.
Have they ever produced?
The grapefruit tree made like one or two grapefruits one time, and that was it. The lime tree, nothing at all.
Hmm.
So this condition is not really that rare. I would think that you got a mineral lack, and so Nature's Way Remineralizer is what I would turn to. I know Diane likes azomite also, two good mineral packs to add to really kind of improve the soil mineral intake, because whatever you've got in short supply, you know, the plant won't do anything besides whatever that is. So you want to make sure you got everything available. A lot of times when grapefruit or any citrus is put on a certain type of rootstock and then early fruit are allowed, like when it's still in the pot and you put it in the ground and you leave that fruit there, it'll actually do kind of a gear shift and go to a root growing, plant growing stage and not make fruit if it's on Carrizo rootstock, which a lot of times is a cheaper rootstock that kind of mass production does. It does perfectly fine in Texas. It's not a big concern. The thing you want to do is you want to make sure you don't have any compaction around the roots and you want to prune the tree. So you would just want to get in there and take out some limbs, open it up a little bit, let air get to the middle of the tree. You want to create some stress in the tree to get it back into kind of fruit-making zone, because it'll go into this non-fruit-making zone on that Carrizo rootstock. And so it's just something to be aware of. It's one of the reasons that we always want people to take early fruit off, is so that we never get into this zone again in their citrus production.
Beautiful. All right, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Hey, we're here to help, man. That's what we do. Appreciate
good,
that call.
Good advice, Danny.
Well, thanks. I love citrus, and it is painful to get a tree and then just not have it do anything. It's one of the reasons that we discourage people from growing from seed, is that you're waiting for 10 years to get fruit, and you don't even know if you're going to get fruit. It's like 70% chance of even getting anything. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah. So what is – Charles, I got you. I see you. You know what? Let's jump on. Charles, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, good morning. How are you all?
Doing good. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Good. I just have a couple of quick questions. One, I have some low spots in my yard, and I just wanted to know, what would you recommend filling them in with to, you know, build them up? Just regular topsoil or some type of other, you know, combination type soil to build them up?
Hey, Charles, I never really recommend topsoil because you don't know what's in it. And with a lot of us have clay soil, so it makes our situation worse. So I recommend a good garden soil and some and compost. You know, the reason I don't put just compost is because if it's a low spot, you know, it might, you want to build it up to where it's on the same grade as the lawn. But I wouldn't skimp on it. I'd use a good garden soil and compost, and do compost top dressing for your whole lawn as well.
Okay. Is there any type of garden soil that you would recommend?
Well, at Warren's, we have our own garden soil blend that we have, and we also offer it in bulk, you know, where you can get a yard of it or so if you need it. But we do offer it in the bag. And so, you know, our soil would be great. But a good, you know, high quality soil is what I would use.
Yeah, you want like a reputable company, and you're basically choosing their cheapest option. You know what I mean? Their kind of flower bed mix sort of thing. Because, yeah, you do want a lot of that structure. And yeah, no, that the heirloom soils at Warren's are phenomenal. Landscaper's Pride makes a good one. I am a huge, huge fan of Nature's Way Resources, and it's kind of like the same concept using the heirloom soils from Warren's, is that you've got a really high-quality soil that's mixed well, so it's going to do multiple benefits. But you got to have the sand, the sharp sand, some sort of structural factor.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have one other quick question. I have an area behind my garage. It's maybe about a 5-foot area from the back of the garage to where the fence line is. And I was trying to figure out or see what you could recommend. What could I get that would grow along the fence line that doesn't need a lot of sunlight, because it's behind the garage, so it kind of blocks the sun getting all the way down to where the fence line is? What is something good that would grow along there that doesn't need a lot of sunlight?
Is it zero sunlight? Is it, dark spot, or is it, does it get, not, you know, some bright light?
It's not completely dark, because there's nothing on there. It's a wrought iron fence, and on the other side of it is a neighbor's yard, but the way that the sun kind of comes over, it doesn't really hit that area very much. So I was trying to figure out what I could get to grow along, you know, there? Do like blackberries or anything, if I put a trellis up there, do they need a lot of sunlight or?
Yeah, I think blackberries would probably be out just because they, you know, they do, they need a good 6 hours
okay.
of sun.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of plants I think that would work for you. You could do Japonica camellias, which take, you know, pretty much shade. You could do a plant called Clayera, which
okay.
These are not, you know, the Clayera doesn't bloom, but it's an evergreen that has a really pretty nice structure to the leaf. And is attractive. It's got like a coppery look to it, and then it gets red, you know, new growth. And it's
okay.
a fast grower.
Okay.
So it would be a good, you know, foundation planting that would look good year round. But if you come into the garden center, we certainly, you know, we certainly could help you pick
okay.
just the right thing. But I think you probably have a lot of options.
Definitely.
Okay. And you're located where? You say Warren Southern Gardens?
Yeah, we're in Kingwood.
Kingwood
we're
okay.
on 1675 North Park, and just, you know, off of 59.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you. And your name is again?
I'm Diane.
Diane. Okay, well, I'm going to come out there and visit with you.
I look forward to it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Charles.
Have a good weekend.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We have established that a lot of new gardeners out there, a lot of people realizing that maybe their outside living space is not what they want, right? You know, I have really crafted my space through help from professionals and some myself to be this place that's inviting for me and my family. So great pathways, an awesome deck, gardens for veggies, herbs, shade for shade hanging out, you know, play area for washers and horseshoes and stuff like that. And that is what you want out of your space. You want something that's going to draw you out, that's going to attract you out. And, you know, as you're at home more often, what better investment could there be in an incredible backyard, low maintenance oasis? And that's what Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting does, is they can make that space for you that you want to be out in your landscape. You want to be out there. It's not, you know, walk out there and you're like, meh, it's fine. Or walk out there and be like, oh, I always have so much work to do. These guys make beautiful natural stone pathways. They can do living walls. They're good at herb gardens and veggie gardens. I've seen kind of beautiful arbors they've made to get that shade space and outdoor, like literally hangout space out there. But also like the big stuff, you know, like outdoor kitchens and huge, huge new retaining walls. They do that stuff too. And what's really, really cool is they use sustainable practices, and they even start with their design sustainably. I mean, it's really phenomenal. Like you get everything you want. You make a better choice as far as, you know, water use, sustainable designs. You get your backyard, beautiful oasis, a place you want to spend time, and like you do it really well. And you know what? You call Mike Ball with your vision and they'll custom build it for less than you expect. So go to their website. They got a bunch of beautiful pictures. Maybe like pique your interest. They'll come out, talk to you about what you want. And man, these guys do a great job and they're just good dudes. So that website to go check them out is just mikeballirrigation.com, and it is worth your time. Home Show Garden Pros. So Diane Blanowski and I, we're wrapping the show up. Just tell us what's the cool stuff going on at Warren's right now.
Well, lots of houseplants, lots of fun stuff, tropicals, Esperanza, beautiful hibiscus, bougainvillea. So, you know, get out there and enjoy your garden. It's a great stress reliever.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And again, I love the indoor plant selection you guys have. It's really phenomenal. So
yeah, it's fun.
Well, everybody get up there today. See Diane, go see Sherry, go see all of our co-op members. We got Home Show Radio coming up for all your home improvement needs. And thanks for tuning in.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show Podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.